from recess. Our next order of business is a road and bridge update. Sir?
Good morning. Basically, I asked Jimmy to hang around. One of the items I want to talk about is possibly setting a date for a county auction, and that's under equipment. You'll see on our list there that we have some equipment, vehicles or whatever, and I know Jimmy's got a few vehicles, and to see how you guys, if you wanted to have a county auction.
How did the Purple Wave do for us last time?
Purple Wave done great. So why? As far as the some of the items you had on there.
Would we look at Purple Wave again, or?
I'm thinking possibly some of the pickups through a county auction. A lot of locals like to bid on them, and farm trucks, farm vehicles. The 1-ton and the 3/4-ton pickups, we might sell them, but then we're going to have some dump trucks. We've got a power broom. We have a few other miscellaneous equipment items that Harlan's coming up with, but some of them can be either sold in a county auction if it's something that locals usually jump on, or the other items we could do Purple Wave. I don't know.
Are there also vehicles that you have, Jimmy?
We have probably 3 or 4. I don't know. Nikki had asked me last week about a couple vehicles, so I don't know.
The reason is I asked Kerr to ask.
Yeah.
Both of you, actually, because we have a couple of departments that are in need. And if we've got vehicles that are running good, that might be.
Ours, I would suggest selling. They need to go away. I mean, they're going to have some, every one of them is going to have a little bit of mechanical repair type issues. That's the reason we'll be getting rid of them. So
you want me to sell something?
Brandon, back to you.
So Purple Wave, we got quite a bit of money out of it for the county?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When we have some vehicles that can be repurposed in other offices, we have some that need to be sold. We have a lot of basically parts vehicles out here at our impound that we need to get rid of. We do have a few guns that we can sell. We got, maybe a pickup load of other miscellaneous stuff.
Do we have enough stuff to have an auction? I guess that's the question.
I've got enough small stuff to go along with Jimmy's that we could have an auction. Yes. We got some old international parts that we don't have anymore, and we need to get rid of them. So I could come up probably with Jimmy enough to have an auction.
Set the date on that Saturday. Let's go with it.
Timeline, Jimmy, I think November is going to be the.
We can put some heats.
That'd be too early in October for him to be available, so. That doesn't leave enough time for advertising, so we're looking at early November.
We can put some reserves on some of the bigger items, could we not?
If
they don't sell, then do the Purple Wave.
Well, that's a question. If we put it on the sale bill, I would rather just take those items and put them on Purple Wave, and then not put them on the sale.
Like the power broom. I mean, the power broom, you're not.
That I would rather Purple Wave.
That's what I mean. Yeah. There's not any.
Nobody around here is going right. to be a bidding on that. The dump trucks, we did sell them locally, but I don't know. I think they might bring more Purple Wave. We would have a broader spectrum of bidding on those.
What, I guess one question is, what are we doing about auctioneer? Who does it? Who's going to be doing it? Do we have to go through a bid process to do that?
If I don't know.
Then that's going to determine our
date.
Yeah.
We can set the date next, I don't know, whether you want to set it next week or you want to try to set it today. We're going to have to go through all that or amount of percentage.
To interest an auctioneer.
Huh?
To interest an auctioneer.
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I think you'll interest. I think you'll get an auctioneer that'll be interested.
Oh, yeah.
Without any problem. But,
well, if one of you would work with perhaps Ron upstairs, make two or three phone calls, see what the best deal would be for us, just so that we don't waste time. I don't see that we have to go to a bid process through the paper. When we have three or four local, right, auctioneers? Maybe I'm wrong.
There's getting to be several around.
Brandon, Danny, what do you guys suggest?
I don't know where all they have to sell. Now, two years ago, we did a bid process then, didn't we? For auctioneer or no?
And the last time, I think, Mr. Erickson put it out there for Quest for Auction. He hasn't got two or three, I mean.
Why don't we do that then, just but it takes him 2 weeks.
I guess we kind of need to set a date so they know what date we want to do it. If the auctioneer is even available,
they're probably going to want to know what we're selling before they.
The 7th or.
Maybe they should compile.
8th of October, whichever Saturday is the 2nd.
I just think it was wrong. And
don't you think?
Right together.
That's in between the deer seasons, is the 7th of, or 7th or 8th?
8th, I think, isn't it? Yeah, the 1st and the 8th.
Yeah.
Is Saturdays before deer season.
Yeah. What about the 8th?
Deer season's going on right now. What are you talking about?
The rifle season.
Well, it is for you year-round.
When's youth season? Is it the first? Or
first would be about youth season, yeah. When we had it last
very
time.
Very first weekend.
Well, a lot of people missed out on
it. Yeah, it probably be. It's usually the weekend before firearms, isn't it?
I think it's 2 weeks.
Used to be.
It's 2 weeks before.
I believe.
Yeah, it's the first.
The 8th would be better then.
The 8th would be better. Yeah.
We go November 8th.
Yeah, let's just put it November the 8th and you guys take care of it. Had let Ron put out 2 week notice on the auctioneer deal and that covers us.
Do we want to hold these dump? We got two dump trucks that we're replacing. Do we want to hold these and sell them through Purple Wave or do we want to find a power boom or do we?
Well, the way that I understand listening to you gentlemen talk after the last deal we had with Purple Wave, things brought way more than
we made. On the items we sold, we made $83,000 what we took in. And that was one piece of heavy equipment. The rest was just odd stuff we had.
Here it probably would have brought, what, 15?
What?
So here it probably would have brought 15, 20?
If the right people showed up, the loader might have brought 15 to 20 range.
Right. I suggest that you work with Ron upstairs and let's do what we did last time we had this type of auction and move forward. And we'll shoot for the 8th if that's acceptable. I think November is what y'all have decided.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Works for me. Test one, that'd be great. We'll just list on it what you want to sell on. If you want to travel, we could do that. We'll sell anything and everything.
We'll see. We'll buy that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. I didn't know that David did auctioneering, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Who are auctioneers?
You.
You bet.
Well, we said the next person will walk in the room.
So you're our new auctioneer. Didn't know that.
We'll get your microphone and you start practicing.
The other items we've got, Estate Drive is open. I've got one final inspection to do on it as soon as Mr. Haldeman gets me notice ahead, just a little bit of work underneath to completing what was on the plans, and then we'll do a final inspection on it.
They still plan on decorating the... I drove over it. It's nice. Got rid of one, I mean, the dips and everything, but weren't they planning on putting a facade from underneath looking up so you wouldn't be able to tell it's a road?
I didn't get any definition the last time I talked with Mike. I don't know what the concrete was going to do. And so...
I was curious. If
yeah, I... their ideas change kind of on a weekly basis.
Yeah, they're known for it.
We're beginning work this week on Bear Creek along that small bluff we're going to cut back. We're also should be getting started to complete the Fairview 160 alignment change there. We need to get back on and complete that before winter. Chip seal, we're basically done for the year. We didn't complete everything on the list, but we'd added a few, but we went as far as our budget would. We're actually a little over what our budget allows for Roto. Also, we need to we'll quit and pick them up next seal season. We'll start where we left off. Already went over the equipment. We plan to go back to our 5-8-hour schedule the week after Snow Rodeo, which will be, I believe, the 13th of October. And that's a holiday, but that'll be going back to our 5-8 schedule.
The 13th is a holiday, you said?
I think that Monday is a holiday.
Columbus
Day or something. That week we begin at 8-hour. Other than that, that's all I have unless you gentlemen have anything or something to add or bring up.
They had added that we may go into executive session personnel, so do you have an item there?
Because
it's not us.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to bring up unless you guys do. The other is just information that's down here. I mean, what they're currently.
The park board asked that Road and Bridge, who takes care of their sign, get some 5-day limit signs for the parks. They voted on that last Thursday, whatever night I was at the meeting that they had anyway. And then they also need a sign that says no ATVs or motorcycles off of designated roads because they're getting down in there. And, you know, a couple of years ago we had a lot of damage down in Beaver Creek and some of the other parks were getting motorcycles pulling in there and tearing the sod and stuff up. So they need some signage is what the...
Let's stand in recess until we can get upstairs for the daily staff review. Talk agenda.